right, let's talk about what I think are the few legit Lombardi contenders in the NFL. And then we'll get to college football, K-State with their close call against North Dakota over the weekend in Manhattan. And obviously some concern right now about where they are at the remainder of the 2025 season. But anybody goes through, a list at this point in time and tries to figure out whether it's for betting or just, hey, they like to predict who's going to make it to the NFC title games and all that. We're doing our divisional previews and everything. But I came up with four teams, and I think there's only four.
Okay.
That can win a Super Bowl this year.
That's a limited list.
Maybe you think it should be a longer list. Maybe you disagree with the teams. Let me know. Here were the four I came up with. These are that I would put my money on. It's very easy to say, oh, I think this team is the fifth team. No, but would you put $100 and waste $100 on that team? How confident are you that they would actually get to a Super Bowl and win? So that's what I'm basing off of. Not like, oh, I think the Lions are really good. No, no, like, would you put money on them to win the Super Bowl or not? So that's how I determined it. And I came up with the Chiefs. I would put money on them.
Okay.
The Bills. I would put money on them. The Eagles and the Packers, and that's it. Those
Packers,
are the only.
Have they been on your list before,
no,
Micah?
No,
you had a
he's a game changer.
List.
He's a game changer, and we're going to preview the NFC North later on in the show. That might give you a little insight on who I'm picking to win the NFC North. Obviously, now, but those are the only four teams that I would put money on. Does it mean that the Lions aren't going to be good? No. The Lions are going to win a lot of football games, I think, this year, but I would not put my money on them to do so. Do you disagree with that? Would you add somebody, remove somebody? Where would you guys put your list? Also, the text line, 913-586-7965.
I can assure you that, without question, the Packers would not have been on my list pre-Micah Parsons.
Okay.
I'm trying to decide because, like, I'm still not in love with Jordan Love. Their best offensive weapon might be Matthew Golden, who's a rookie.
Yep.
And so, like,
Josh Jacobs pretty good.
Is that a team I take seriously as a Super Bowl contender if I think they got a bunch of dudes, a bunch of Jags at wide receiver, except for one rookie who might be the goods? Ravens, Bills, Chiefs. I don't even, like, I would consider.
So you would add the Ravens.
I would add the Ravens. Lamar Jackson has had two absolutely insane years back to back. I understand the issues they've had getting to the Super Bowl, but I would have the Ravens. Those three for sure for me.
Okay.
I think I'd have to take the Packers on that list now as a team that I would at least take significantly more seriously. And then it's like,
you don't have the Eagles?
No, I'd have the Eagles. Okay. Sorry, in the NFC.
So the only difference so far is you have the Ravens and I don't.
The only other team that I would strongly consider is the Bucks. I actually do think the Tampa Bay, if you made me bet money, I do think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, if things align for them offensively, I do think that there is a Super Bowl caliber roster in Tampa Bay, and Baker is playing at his best. The only team I'm surprised you didn't include, that would be the end of my list.
Mm-hmm.
The only one I'm surprised you didn't include is the Commanders. And
can't do it.
Just knowing they made the NFC title game last year, the Lions knowing how far they've made it the last couple of years, but I know the Ben Johnson thing, the unknowns, all the other stuff. The Commanders is one that surprised me a little bit.
I couldn't get there. The one that it's funny you brought up the Bucks. That was the team I was closest to actually adding in.
Even more than the Ravens?
The Ravens, I understand Josh Allen obviously is 0-4 against Mahomes. And so you'll say, how can I knock Lamar Jackson for lack of postseason success? I just think the Bills are a better team in general. And I struggle to see Baltimore. I think at some point, the Derrick Henry use is going to catch up to him. I know we think he's like the outlier, and he has been. I'm not as convinced that Derrick Henry is going to be as effective this year either. I think that division is going to beat them up, whereas the Bills, to me, are going to have like a cakewalk all year in the AFC East towards a number one seed, whereas the Ravens, if they end up as the division winner, they're going to be beat up. They're going to get beat up. And with that division, with Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, and most importantly in that division, as far as the Commanders, you know where I'm at. I think there's a slight regression from Jaden Daniels. I think he's that guy, but I think there's slight
Normally
regression.
There's a slight.
Much tougher schedule this year. They also, a year ago, signed a bunch of vets to one-year deals, and so there's a lot of guys on that roster that were kind of just guns for hire, if you will. And so I'm a little concerned with that, and I'm still not 100% sold that what we saw in some of those moments last year, that as much as we talk about close one score games going in favor of the Chiefs, the Commanders also had some unbelievable final drives.
They shouldn't have won.
So yeah. I think the Commanders are like a 10 or 11 win football team. That doesn't mean that you can't get to Super Bowl, but I'm not putting them in that category this
year.
And
you wouldn't bet on them based on that.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
What about you?
Is there anybody we're missing?
So I I think the Lions are a team that I would be willing to still put some money on. I know they got the coordinator change and stuff. The roster is solid. Getting Hutchinson back, the offense is still essentially the exact same outside of whichever offensive lineman retired. Was it
Ragnow?
I'm more worried about them losing their defensive coordinator than their offensive coordinator. I'm far more concerned about the absence of Aaron Glenn because I've seen defenses fall off a planet.
Yeah, right. So I looked up Kelvin Shepard as the new DC. He was the linebacker coach there for 3 years. So I think that them not going outside of the building, I think actually helps compensate the loss with Aaron Glenn because the players are familiar with him. And he's been in that role for the last few seasons. Maybe the Lions, and I think the Ravens I would just add to Gold's list. Other than that, I don't think anybody else I would.
I totally get the argument. If somebody wants to add the Ravens in, I totally get it. They were very close. I didn't want to, for me, it's like, I'm talking about, let's say, putting $100 on every team. So, like, I didn't want to have six or seven on this because I think deep down, truly, there's only really four. Now, maybe you want to take out, like, text line. Someone says, I would take out the Packers. I'd add in the Ravens. Totally get it. Someone else says, you left out the Rams, considering they were the only team to challenge Philly. My issue, I told you, the Rams 3 months ago, they were one of my favorite bets to win the Super Bowl. I don't trust the Stafford thing. I know they just said he's going to play week one, and so he'll be good week one. But is Matthew Stafford making it through the entire season? That's where I'm skeptical. Otherwise, I love their defense. I still think Puka's going to be very good for them. Doesn't hurt to have Davante Adams now to throw to as well. I just worry that Stafford either is not going to be as effective, and we're going to be like, wow, he's just not right, or it's going to be week six, and all of a sudden he re-aggravates the disc injury that he has, and it's going to be a problem.
Counting on them to stay healthy for the entire year, Stafford and Puka and the unit, it's tough.
So if you were to take a flyer, you would say
the Bucks. Like, if you're just saying, hey, $100 on all, and if you cash just one of these, you might break even. I don't know. I'd have to do the math on it. But let's say I bet on 5-6 Super Bowl teams, and if I bet $100 on all of them, I got to have the four, like the Chiefs are even 4 or 5 to 1. Mm-hmm. So, right?
No. That's what's great. At some books, you can get them 8 to 1 still.
So in all the bets I can cash, essentially, at worst, I break even, right? If I go into that, now you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't just make 6 long-term bets to do it. But Gold's just saying, like, of the teams, if you had to bet on them all and it's not a losing proposition, because these are the only teams, the Bucks are the one I wouldn't want to miss on, right? The Bucks are the one that I wouldn't want to leave off my list. They might have the best offensive roster in the NFL by the time the season ends. And just as long as Tristan Wirfs is only out for the month to 6 weeks and Godwin is only out for
I think he's going to be back a lot quicker.
Sure.
He's not going to be out nearly as long.
So just as long as Wirfs and Godwin are back in a reasonable amount of time, that might be the best offensive roster in the NFL.
And Gold, you would say the Rams then, or would you not? Or like if you were to take a flyer.
I'm out on the Rams now.
If you were just going to take a flyer outside the four.
Yeah. If you were going to take a
flyer outside
the Bucks. I mean, based on what he said.
Yeah, I mean, you guys know I have a ticket for Baker to win MVP, so I guess that would be a scenario that would put him in. Yeah, that would be it. Text line, someone else saying Philly, Lions, Rams, Chiefs, Bills, Ravens. So they just, again, they just, add in the Rams. They don't like the Packers pick of mine in there as well. Someone says, as delusional as Drew can be, I'm surprised he didn't add in the Bengals. Growing. It's a new season. It's week one.
Yes, I do. We're going to get to our Super Bowl picks. I do not have them winning the Super Bowl. I mean, if I were to take a flyer, if it weren't the Bucks, if it were an AFC team, it would be the Bengals. Like, I'm not betting the I wouldn't bet the Houston Texans. I'm not doing the Jaguars. I'm not doing the Broncos. Yeah. Any of those teams, I'm not in terms of flyers.
Me take a chance on any other AFC team, despite their severe defensive issues.
It's definitely them.
Yeah, just because Burrow's been to one, and I'll take the better quarterback if I'm just taking flyers. Like, if I'm just taking shots,
100%.
Why not? Yeah. You know? But it's also just, I don't think they got the roster in order to make it.
What
work.
Are the Lions' odds? I guess
for the NFC champ or for Super Bowl?
Super Bowl, I guess, like, where are they compared to the Bucks, I guess, in terms of flyers or
Super Bowl odds right now. This is just off of FanDuel. I get everybody's.
I wonder if the
different.
Lions would FanDuel be in that group.
So the Ravens are the favorites at FanDuel right now. So it's funny. I don't have the Ravens in the mix, but they are. I wouldn't bet on them, but they are the favorite. Okay.
Even less reason to bet on them.
The Bills and Eagles have the same odds, 7.5 to 1. The Chiefs are 8 to 1. So the Chiefs have the fourth best odds to win the Super Bowl. The Lions are 12 to 1. The Packers are 13 to 1.
Oh wow. Okay.
The Commanders are 20 to 1. The Bucks are 27 to 1.
Okay. So not even close in the same bracket.
I say the Rams 20-1. Yeah.
I think
yeah.
the Bucks are sneaky there.
Bengals, 27-1, Bengals and Rams have the Bengals, Commanders, and Rams have the same odds.